Preparation passage for the lesson from the writings of the Rabash. All our work in the Torah is so we can get out of the enslavement of the desire to receive, meaning that we need to aim our work, that our reward will be that by that we will gain the exodus from the desire to receive and the enslavement of the desire to receive for itself, and we'll be able to work everything in order to make the Creator content. And a different gain we don't demand for our work in Torah and Mitzvot. Thus, that we want to gain, that to feel while we're working in Torah and Mitzvot, that we are working for a great and important King. And we will have in us the love of the Creator. From that we are feeling His greatness. But all our pleasure will be from that we are working for the Creator. That will be our reward. Not that He will give us some other reward for the work, but that we'll feel that the work itself is the reward, and there is no greater reward in the world from that you can work for the Creator.
Our entire work in the Torah and Mitzvot, meaning in all that we do in order to correct our desires, the 613 desires by the reforming light that's called the Torah, the light in it reforms, corrects the usage of the 613 desires from my own benefit for the benefit of the Creator, is in order for us to come out of exile. What's exile? The will to use something for my own benefit. The will to receive for myself, meaning that while we're engaged in the Torah and Mitzvot, meaning anything that we're doing with the intention about doing something about ourselves for our reward to be, what is it that we want to get as a result of each and every action, from half or a quarter of the action itself throughout the entire thing. Otherwise, it's not called that you're engaged in corrections if we do not set a very clear goal before our eyes by which we will merit and achieve to come out of exile and the enslavement of the will to receive for oneself. Meaning that we envision and depict to ourselves that we are lost in it, we're its slaves, and we must transcend it. And we'll be able to do all the work in order to bestow. For the Creator to get contentment as a result. It's like the example of the host and the guest by Bala Sulam, that we, as a guest, want to feel how the host enjoys himself from our work. Our work, meaning all of our desires for them to work in order to gladden him, give him contentment, and the reward. We don't demand any other reward for the work in the Torah and Mitzvot, meaning that we want to merit feeling while engaged in the Torah and Mitzvot that we're serving great and important King. Everyone wants to feel that. It's like an egoistic goal. And for us to love the Creator doing that, sounds so too? As a result of feeling exaltedness, His greatness, our ego agrees with all that, but all of our pleasure will come as a result of serving the Creator. This is the thing. Meaning we have to feel the King, that He is great, that He is important, His exaltedness, everything, but not that that's the goal and I enjoy belonging to Him, But the Creator wants us to be independent. Meaning it's important for me as fuel, and so that our pleasure, like it says that the purpose of creation is to do good to his creatures, that you have to enjoy. So our pleasure comes as a result of serving the Creator, that will be our reward, and not that he'll give us any other kind of reward for the work, but for us to feel that the work itself is the reward, and there's no greater reward in the world than being able to serve the Creator, meaning that the greatness and the importance of the Creator is the fuel in order to bestow, but not in order to enjoy it, but to enjoy the serving, that you serve Him. Meaning what previously looked as a reward became now the condition for the work itself, where the work itself, each and every moment, any tiniest effort that I make, I enjoy the work itself. And the fuel is the greatness.
Kid?
Yes.
It can't bring me pride?
No. It's completely cut from the will to receive. That's why we don't use words like, but first of all, you have to make the Tzimtzum Aleph and Bitul and so on. No.